Perek Chaf Mishnah Dalet. And just to make a slight correction from yesterday in Mishnah Beis, 2 points I wanted to point out. Regarding using a Kfifa Mitzris, this Egyptian basket that was made out of bamboo or some kind of branches, and they'd use it as a filter, the rule is you can't lift this. The filter was placed inside a utensil, and the utensil would catch the wine that came through the filter. So one is not allowed to lift the filter from the floor of the receiving utensil more than a tefach, more than a hand breadth, because then it's as if you're making a oel arai, a temporary tent, over the receiving utensil, which is a problem. So you have to make sure that the sifter, this basket, is within a hand breadth, within a tefach of the receiving utensil's floor. That's one point I just wanted to point out. And another point was regarding the enumlin, was this type of concoction of wine, honey, and pepper that they would drink. There were really three opinions. I kind of mixed them up. Opinion number one was a Tanakhama that said you could make it on Shabbos whenever you want, however you want. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said it depends if it's Shabbos, if it's Yom Tov, if it's Chol Hamoed. He gave various measurements. And then Rabbi Tzadok, his shear was that it all depends on how many guests you have. If you have a lot of guests, you can make a lot. If you have a little guest, only make a little. So I had mixed up the Rabbi Tzadok with Tanakhama as one opinion. It's really separate opinions. So there's Tanakhama, make as much as you want. Rabbi Yehuda, based on measurements, whether it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed. And Rabbi Tzadok is depends on how many guests you have. A lot of guests make a lot. A little guests make a little. And we possibly like the Tanakhama that you can make as much as you want. So I just want to point out those two corrections. I'm actually going to send out a recording with a few other updates. If you want to have it for your review of yesterday's shiurim that were updated. And I'll send it out shortly. Moving along to Mishnah Dalet. Garfin, one is permitted to scrape the trough he uses to feed his animals on Shabbos in order to clean it out from the garbage. Bithlehapatam, from before your ox that you're fattening up and you're scraping it out because you don't want to have the garbage there. It's gonna, you know, disturb the ox. Because if while you're fattening up this ox, he sees the waste there, it's gonna disturb his eating. So you're allowed to remove it on shop, it's not a problem. Or you could push the straw to the sides if there's a lot of straw. If you're afraid that the animal is gonna relieve himself and it's gonna fall onto the food and you don't want him to get the food dirty. So these things are permitted on Shabbos. These are the words of Rabbi Dosa. And what exactly, you know, what's the chiddush? Like, why can't I do this? We'll see momentarily what the issue could be. The Chachamim Osrin, the Chachamim say it's prohibited in both of these manners to scrape these troughs before your animals to get their waste out of the way. They prohibit it on Shabbos. Bein Ligof Mufleyabtam, whether you're doing it in front of your animal that you're fattening up. Ubein Lasalak Etzadim, whether you're just doing it, you know, just in general, moving it to the side so your animals don't relieve themselves on the food if there's too much food there. And the Gemara explains that the Reb Dosa and Chachamim are only arguing. Their argument is only on a trough that is made out of a physical utensil. That's where their machlokas is. But in a trough that is attached to the ground, then even Reb Dosa says it's prohibited to push away the waste to the side. What's the problem? Because we're afraid you'd be mashve gumos. When you push the waste to the side, you'll fill up holes in the ground. And then by filling up the holes in the ground, you're mashve gumos, you're filling up holes. It's a prohibition on Shabbos. It's like, you know, like harvesting or planting. Filling up the holes is a prohibition as well. So when the trough is attached to the ground, so everyone agrees that you can't remove the waste to the side lest you come fill up holes in the ground and do that prohibition on Shabbos. But when it's in a utensil in and of itself and it's not attached to the ground, Rabbi Dosa says it's not a problem because it's in its own utensil off of the ground. But the Chachamim say it's still a problem because they made a gzeira. They were concerned that if we permit using a utensil which is off the ground, then you may come to do it in a utensil which is on the ground, like attached to the ground, and that would be a problem. And we ask actually Paschal like the Chachamim in the more stringent opinion. And the truth is, they actually explain, just as a correction, it's not like you have two utensils, one's off the ground, one's in the ground. It's the trough. Either there's a trough, which is an actual utensil. So that's where Abdosa says it's permitted. Chum say it's prohibited. And then the other trough is actually made in the ground. It's inside the ground itself. So when the trough is inside the ground itself, it's made from the ground, everyone agrees it's prohibited, because you might come to fill up the holes. But when the trough is in a utensil, even if it's sitting on the ground, that doesn't really matter. It's just not a trough made out of the ground. It's a trough made out of a utensil. There, Abidosa permits it, and the Chachamim prohibit it, lest you come to do the same out of a trough made out of the ground. Okay. Moving right along. Notalim Lothnei Behema Zu. You can take food from one animal, from his trough, Venos and Lothnei Behema Zu, and then put it into the other animal's trough on Shabbos. And here, they're telling you that there's no problem of tiltul shlo torah. I mean, you can't move something on Shabbos if there's no need at all, even if it's not muktzah. If you have an item which is not muktzah, and you want to move it for no reason at all, you actually can't do that. So here they're telling you that it's actually permitted to move food from one trough to another on Shabbos, because animals don't care if they're eating another animal's food. So when you move it from one trough to the other animal will still eat it, and it's not like you're just moving it for no reason. And the Gemara explains that you could take from a donkey and put it, take food from a donkey, put it before an ox. But you can't take food from an ox and then put it before a donkey. Why? Because if you take from a donkey to an ox, the ox will eat it. If you take from an ox to a donkey, the food of an ox gets all disgusting with his saliva and all the stuff that come out of his mouth, and the donkey won't eat it. And therefore you're moving it really for no reason at all. And that would actually be muktzan shop, as you have to leave it where it is, because it's called a tiltul shlo tzorach. It's moving something without any, you know, purpose, even though the item itself is not muktzah. Okay, Mishnah, hey, hakash shagabi hamita, one who has straw on top of his bed. So normally straw was meant for firewood, meant to use as fire, to burn a fire, and it's muktza. But if the straw is resting on his bed, and now he wants to go to sleep, so lo yinano biyado, he cannot move the straw to fluff it up, you know, with his hands. He's got his Tempur-Pedic straw. You can't do that, because it's muktza, it's meant for firewood. Ella, menaneo begufa, rather use your body, do it like with your elbow, do a tiltul menatzad, do a side movement. Because when you do a side movement, that's not really like you're moving it, and that would be permitted on Shabbos. So you can't move it with your hands, but you can move it with your feet or with your elbows. Bad vimhaya maichal behema, if you prepare this straw to be for animal food. Oy, shahaya lav karo sadin, or you left it just on your bed, but on Erev Shabbos you had a pillow there, or a blanket there, so then you're showing, whether it's for animal food or whether you have the pillow and blanket on top of it, you're showing that you actually did want it as a bed and not just as firewood, and therefore, menanayo biyado, you could move it with your hand, because now it's not muktzah anymore, because you see that you want it. And this is all, of course, you know, it all depends on how it was set up before Shabbos, when Shabbos came in. So if it was just resting on the bed, we assume it's for firewood, and you have to do it with a shinoi, with your elbow. If it had a pillow on it, or you set it aside for animal food before Shabbos, then you can move it with your actual hand. Machbesh shabale batim. If you have this, machbesh is like a press machine of a balabas, of a person of the house. They used to put the clothing in between it, and it would flatten it out. So if the machbesh belonged to just a balabas matirin, you could open up the machbesh on Shabbos and remove your clothes from it. But after you opened it up and you removed the clothing, avalo kovshin, you cannot close it and lock it up on Shabbos, because then you're tirech l'tzorechal, you're doing like a tircha for a weekday act. So you have to just leave it open and don't start doing things for the weekday. That's all if the machbesh, this press, was of a regular balabas. Vishal kovshin, if it belonged to a laundry guy, well, you got don't even touch it. Sha'asar gam hatira, you can't even open it on Shabbos, because it's closed very, very tight, and when you open it up, it's as if you're actually destroying it, they say. It's like sosa, it's like breaking on Shabbos, which is a prohibition. That's one of the reasons. Another reason they say not to touch it is because it's muktzah machmas chasar and kis. If it belongs to a laundry guy, then it's a very expensive item, and it's muktzah machmas chasar and kis. Muktzah due to expensive monetary reasons. Rabbi Huda says, My mutter may have Shabbos if even the machbesh, this press of a washer, was opened up a little bit before Shabbos. He'll go as far as to say that matzah is kula. You could actually open up the whole press on Shabbos once it was opened up a little bit before Shabbos, even though it belongs to a washer. Fishomto, and you remove your clothing from it, but we don't pass it like every Yehuda. And that concludes Perek Chaf.